Welcome to the Story Pirates Podcast. The Story Pirates take stories written by kids and turn them into sketch comedy and songs. Now, if you're new to the Story Pirates Podcast, you can keep listening here for a hilarious story written by a real kid. Or, if you want to take the whole ride, head on back to Season 1, Episode 1 and start listening there. That episode is a great place to start. It's called I Love a Ghost / Fred the Carrot. But whether you're a new listener or a longtime listener, we're so excited to share with you a brand new story right here every week until Season 6 comes out later this year. And one of those stories is coming up right after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show. We were just bored and said, hey, why don't we write a story?
I have a huge imagination. If you only use your eyes, then you'll see less stuff.
How did our brains even come together? Like, it's so cool.
We inspire each other.
And the world will never be the same.
The Story Pirates.
Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Lee here. Have you ever moved, like, from one house or apartment to another house or apartment? If so, you may have been part of the process of looking for that new house or apartment with your grown-ups. And it can be really fun because you never know what you are going to find. But hopefully, you don't find what the family in this next story found. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, I'm Zaylee. I'm 11 years old and I live in Oklahoma. And this is my story, Buying a New House.
Ah, just what I need after a long week of intense soccer practices. A nice bath. The tub's full of hot water, so I'll just turn it off. What? Oh, no! The bathtub water totally drained even though I had the plug in. Ugh, Mom!
What is it, sweetie? Are we out of lavender Epsom salts?
The bathtub is not working.
Oh, dear. What was that?
I'm in my room and the fan came off the roof.
Could this day get any worse?
The whole entire roof came off the house!
Kids, honey, family meeting in the backyard next to the roof.
Okay, Dad.
Thank you for joining me on such short notice. Family, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I think we need a new house.
Okay.
First things first, we need a realtor.
What's a realtor?
Oh, I know. A person who helps you buy or sell a house. Hey, Mom, you have a lot of friends. Is one of your friends a realtor?
Oh, yeah. My friend's cousin's sister's husband's daughter's friend is a realtor. I have his info in my phone here somewhere. Oh, what's his name? Dougal Fish.
Did someone say my name?
Oh.
Hi, I'm Dougal Fish, the best realtor in town. Been in the buying and selling homes business for over 3 years.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you.
That's impressive.
Dougal, we need to find a house. Can you help us?
Of course. I just know we'll be able to put you folks in a new house after one, maybe 1.5 showings. After all, you can't spell home without me.
That's
H-O-M-E. I get it. I get it.
Me.
Let's go! Here is a house. It's an American Craftsman, it's a heck of a deal, and in a great school district.
Wow, this is way cooler than our old house. Let's go inside.
Nice.
A conversation pit? I love it.
A fireplace? Fantastic.
Yes, it's a real find, this one. I challenge you to spot a flaw.
This closet is weird looking.
Actually, I wouldn't...
Ah! It's a black hole!
Oh, thank you, Dougal, for saving one of our children from getting sucked into that black hole that was in that closet.
Of course. So, follow me to the upstairs, and I'll show you the his and her
Dougal? We're not going to get this house.
Why? Just because of a little black hole? But it gives you infinite closet space.
Hard pass.
Okay, fine. I thought I could really see this family in this house. But I've got plenty of more gorgeous places to show you. To the next house. Here we are. This split-level ranch is conveniently located between two major highways and three major public parks.
Oh, wow. We are park people. I refuse to build a swing set.
He won't build one. We've asked.
Won't do it.
It's sort of my thing.
All right, let's go inside.
This house is huge.
Wow, look at this room.
So spacious.
And just to be sure, no black hole in the closet.
And look out this window.
What a huge backyard with a huge shed and a huge deck and an even huger lion.
Huger lion?
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Huger is definitely not a word. Oh, you meant the lion. A lion is running towards the door.
And we're too far away to close it in time.
Curse this huge house.
I'll save you. Here, kitty. Here, kitty. Kitty, come. Go to sleep, kitty. Watch the key on the end of this keychain swing back and forth, back and forth, and your eyes are getting heavy.
Is Dougal hypnotizing that lion?
3, 2, and purr.
He did it.
Hooray!
Okay, now that that's settled, if you'll just follow me to the landing, you're going to love the view from the second floor.
Dougal, we're not buying a house with a lion in it.
Well, I thought I could see this family in this house, but I didn't win runner-up for Realtor of the Year last year by not listening to my clients. On to the next house. And here we are. This two-story Tudor style has an incredible patio, and the trash and recycling services are free for your first year.
I like this house. It's like, ooh, who lives here, you know? Let's go inside.
Ooh, nice.
What a dramatic staircase.
And no black holes in the closet.
And no lion outside.
I told you, this is the one.
Say, I like this fridge. Dougal, does it come with the house?
It could.
Let's look inside. Water is falling out of the refrigerator. What should I do?
Well, obviously close it, Susan.
That didn't work, Mark. The water is still rushing out!
The speed of this flooding is completely illogical!
It's already up to my ankles!
Fun, right? Now, if you'll follow me to the finished basement...
Dougal! We're not getting this wet house!
But it's lakefront property?
Dougal, it's up to my chin!
I thought I could see this family in this house, but I'm an accredited realtor, not an accredited psychic. Don't worry, there's another house to show you. Let's go there now!
Quick, open the front door!
Whoa!
Well, folks, a Greek revival with great sunset views. Any thoughts?
Well, Dougal, the first three houses you showed us were terrible.
What can I say? It's a seller's market.
So...
Wait! Before you decide, I know that buying a home is a big deal. So I want you to know that I really appreciate that your friend's cousin's sister's husband's daughter's friend recommended me. And I hope your decision, no matter what it is, won't affect what I've come to see as our friendship. Now, what do you say about this house? It's...
Perfect!
No black holes, no lions, no floods! What more could we want?
That'll be $536,375,848,475.
Ooh, that's a little much.
But we'll take it.
Hooray!
Let me be the first to say, welcome home. Goodbye now.
Bye, Dougal.
Wow, here goes a gentleman.
Ugh, it's a little stuffy in here. I'm gonna turn on the fan. It must be this big red button.
Why is the house shaking?
I forgot to mention the blasting off to space button in the den.
Blasting off into space? Ah!
The end!
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. And now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
Send us your story.
Send us your story.
We read them all.
We read them all.
You know we love them.
Now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
First up, from 7-year-old Albert in the UK, we have a story called Doof, the Opposite Food Planet. And this story has two of my favorite subjects for stories. That's right, it's about aliens and pizza for breakfast. Thanks for sending it in, Albert. Next up, from 8-year-old Magnus in Washington, D.C., we have a story called The Pants and Shorts Bird. And this one's pretty short, so let's read it. Ahem. One time there was a bird who loved shorts and or pants. So he stole all the pants and shorts on Jupiter. All the aliens said, oh no, we shall have to cancel Pants on Head Day. The bird said, hey, birds gotta eat. Wait a minute, these aren't ants. So he flew away and the aliens had Pants on Head Day. Okay, the end. P.S. He kept the shorts. Amazing story, Magnus. Okay, this next story is super incredible. It's from Julia, a 12-year-old in Ohio, and it's called The Strangest Interview Ever. And yes, this story is very strange, and the interview in the story is also very strange. And what I really love about this story is that Julia is so good at writing dialogue, aka the things that the different people in the story say to each other, which for a story about an interview is pretty important. Here's a part of her story that is just dialogue. Ahem. Nellie Knight, are you aware that you are my patient? Well, yeah, check out my braces. Well, then you are aware that there is a patient agreement that states that patients cannot eat other patients? Yeah, but everyone knows lollipops don't have teeth. They can't possibly be your patients. Oh yeah, the lollipops are most definitely my patients. After all, the first thing you learn in school is that lollipops definitely don't have teeth. And it just gets stranger and better from there. Incredible story, Julia. Thanks for sending it in. And finally, from 6-year-old Nora in Illinois, we have a story called The World is Full of Trash. And Nora's story sounds a little bit familiar because our world has a lot of trash in it. But the characters in Nora's story have a way of getting rid of all the trash, and it's brilliant! And not only that, but when they accomplish their task, cheerleaders come out. But if you want to find out how they got rid of all that trash, you're going to have to read Nora's story. To read all of today's Roll Call stories, head to storypirates.com/podcast.
That was Roll Call.
Now it's time for you to write us a story. Grown-ups can submit kids' stories at storypirates.com. And remember, we respond to every single story we receive. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and a big thanks to Zaylee, today's author. We'll be back next week with another brand new story. Until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Story Pirates Studios, executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Bear, McKenna Cox, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Bear at The Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell. Roll Call theme by Andrew Barbado. Buying a House was adapted by Megan O'Neill and features performances by Sarah Morgan Ashy, Ryan Chittapong, Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, Julia Schroeder, and Harry Wood. Well, today's the big day! So some of you probably know that I've been in the market for a new house, and I actually got really lucky. Because, I don't know if you know this, but Baby with a Mustache is actually a realtor, and she sold me a house! Because the thing is, it was so hard to find a good house. I mean, the market right now is crazy. But Baby with a Mustache said she had one in her inventory that was perfect for me. And, you know, I just really trust her. And sure, I haven't seen the house in person. or pictures of it, or found out anything about it at all. But that's okay. Like I said, I trust Baby with a Mustache, and I love surprises. And here I am, finally at the house. It looks pretty good. I'm just gonna open the door and see what's in here. Opening the door and... what? What is going on? The entire house is ankle deep in liquid. What kind of house is this? I guess I'll try to walk through it, even though I have to walk through this liquid. My shoes and socks are soaked with whatever this is. Okay, so I'm splooshing around. Seems like every room in here is covered in ankle deep liquid. The kitchen, the dining room, the living room, the man cave. What is going on? Baby with a Mustache, what did you sell me? And what kind of liquid is this? You know what? I'm just going to taste it. And here's the thing. Probably not a good idea to taste the liquid that's ankle deep in the brand new house that you just bought. But I'm going to do it anyway. Oh. Huh. Is that kefir? Baby with a Mustache, this is the best house in the world!